Riviera Radio Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God, that was tight. I only had a short ad break. I wish you'd pick your phone up.
Oh, I do apologise.
That's okay.
You know.
Okay, you all right this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Not too bad at all. Markets, of course, continue to be in turmoil, so we should probably get straight into it. Global sell-off in stock markets exacerbated yesterday. Money flowing into the Japanese yen. Government bond yields continuing to fall after, as we know, President Trump suspended travel from Europe to the United States. Certainly feels like a dramatic move. And stopped short of offering a detailed US economic rescue package. Markets certainly been waiting for that, although did unveil steps to aid lending to small businesses and asked Congress to pass somewhat undefined payroll tax relief. So we wait to see the detail on that one. Investors weren't overly impressed, it has to be said, given the extent of the lockdowns we've seen in Italy, changes around those travel arrangements, no surprise. Hitting risk sentiment, S&P 500 down 4.9% at the close. Dow Jones falling into bear market territory means it's down 20% from the recent high. Oil resuming its recent decline. Spoken before actually about the importance of aviation fuel in terms of total demand for oil. Counts about 8 million barrels per day out of the 100 million barrels per day that's used by the global economy. In terms of where we are this morning, drowning once again in a sea of red, it has to be said. Hold on to your hats. Opening calls on the European bourses. Currently calling the FTSE down 347 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 667 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 303 points. Put that in some sort of context, somewhere between 5 and 5.5%. S&P future also indicating a weaker start when Wall Street trading starts this afternoon. Currently down around about 4%.
You still buying?
still buying. Listen, I think for investors, we should appreciate some things that actually, as we heard from Mark Carney yesterday, we've heard from officials, we will get through this. This is a sharp, but it's likely to be a temporary impact on the global economy. I mean, primarily this is a medical concern and we don't make light of that, and our prayers and our hopes go to those suffering from this and the staff that are dealing with that. Our job is to look at the economy. And we know that's the case, but we know that valuations are significantly cheaper than they were just a few weeks ago. We know that central banks and governments are doing everything they can to stabilize financial markets, to provide support to the economy. And I think investors need to remain calm. They need to maintain their composure and probably average in at these types of levels over the course of the next few weeks.
I don't think people are listening, though, are they?
Well, they're certainly not buying the dip. There's no doubt about that. There's real nervousness out there. Today, of course, the attention moves once again to the central banks. We're going to hear from the European Central Bank today. Now, we don't expect a rate cut. The market does, actually, it has to be said. Market's now expecting rates, which are already negative, of 0.5%, expecting a further 10 basis point cut. We don't think that's going to happen, but it's certainly possible. More of a focus on these targeted long-term refinancing operations, that's providing liquidity to the banks, bringing down lending costs, encouraging them to lend money to businesses. Also like to see an increase in the monthly purchases to 30 billion euros with a focus there on corporate bonds. But the messaging will be really important, I think, from Christine Lagarde, but no real surprise, ready to act. Liquidity is there. Lending support is really going to be important. And that's kind of what we heard yesterday from the UK as well. The budget, I think, was important. It was almost two budgets, one for coronavirus, one for the long-term ways in which they're looking to invest to try and change the dynamics of the UK economy. But it was the Bank of England yesterday saying they're providing liquidity, providing support for small businesses, providing support for businesses that are viable today that may not be so because of the coronavirus, and therefore they feel they should help them.
Who wrote the Chancellor's budget speech? Gordon Brown? Or was it Dennis Healy?
It was a spending one. I don't know if Gordon
spends. Can't take it with you.
It was a polished performance, I thought, actually.
Yeah, he's a good speaker.
Did very well. Listen, there's some interesting things in there. The investment into infrastructure, £600 billion for infrastructure, broadband for housing, for innovation and for science in terms of the UK economy. Really important developments over the course of the next few years. Of course, borrowing that money is the key part to that, and making sure they use it efficiently will be important to make sure they get the economic gains that are required from that. And of course, the support for the economy and for workers as we battle the coronavirus. £5 billion to the National Health Service, improved eligibility for sick pay for small businesses and for staff, and also including self-employed people, loans to small firms to stop business interruption, support for the service sector and small companies with the abolition of business rates. There's a range of factors in there that was all about support for today and growth for tomorrow.
Abolition of business rates? Helicopter money, you mean? Yeah. You poo-pooed me the other day when I suggested that might not be a bad idea, but here we are.
I don't know if you describe it as helicopter money in the traditional sense. I mean,
giving businesses 3,000 quid each isn't helicopter money, then.
Well, businesses would say, listen, under the previous 10 years of austerity, they've had a really tough time in terms of rates, and the pressures that are on the high street means they could probably do with some relaxation of those elements to make sure they can continue to thrive in the future.
Sorry, this is straight out of the John Maynard Keynes playbook, this budget.
What you've been sort of promoting is the idea of, you know, some sort of style of giving everyone thousands and thousands.
Not
of
thousands
euros
and
to
thousands,
spend.
No.
How much? What is your targeted number?
Well, a couple of thousand would sort me out, I think.
Credit card bill-in, is it?
Anyway, hang on. After 10 years of austerity, with the Tory benches cheering, hooray, hooray for austerity, now it's turned the taps on and they're cheering, hooray, still. So austerity didn't work, did it?
Well, it did work, maybe, and perhaps that didn't shine through yesterday, but the likes of George Osborne and Philip Hammond should also be praised for the decade after the financial crisis to put us in this position to try and take advantage of it. And, of course, it's partly a result of market conditions, the low interest rates that you've got on government debt. It's very cheap for governments to borrow at the moment, so perhaps this is the opportune moment to take advantage of that and continue to push ahead for the UK economy to thrive in the future. The real concern is that money used effectively? Is it used efficiently? Because the problem with these grand designs, these huge infrastructure projects, is it takes an awful lot of time for them to be planned. They tend to come in over budget, and quite a few of them tend to not deliver the economic results that the models would once suggest.
A PSBR of £100 billion over the life of the next parliament. No wonder Jeremy Corbyn didn't have anything to say afterwards.
Well, that is quite interesting. I did hear from John McDonnell, who's, of course, a shadow chancellor, at least for the moment, saying that many of these ideas were taken from the Labour manifesto, and even they wanted to go further than that, and they've sort of been out socialised by the Conservatives, which was quite an interesting concept, I thought. We've got a little bit of time. I thought also interesting on the coronavirus, now starting to see it really filter through in a practical element to what it means to companies. We heard from the German sports makers Adidas and Puma yesterday, warning the coronavirus resulting in a major decline in sales in China. Adidas and Puma make almost a third of its sales in Asia, which has been a major growth market for sporting goods in recent years, and of course a driver of profits. The region is also the main sourcing hub for both firms. Adidas said it expects first quarter sales to drop by €1 billion in Greater China, reducing profits by 400 to 500 million euros, plus another 100 million euro hit in Japan and South Korea. Puma saying it will abandon its full-year guidance that they only gave back on February the 20th. Of course, the world has changed quite dramatically from that. And the sporting goods manufacturers also waiting to see if these big sporting events are likely to be cancelled. Euro 2020, important in terms of sales for replica shirts and for balls. So we talk a lot about the economics and the medical perhaps side of the impact of the coronavirus. Now really starting to see what it means in a practical sense from earnings and from revenues for companies.
Working from home today, are we?
Not working from home today, no. Working hard, staying close
sniffle,
to clients. Was due to go to Dubai next week, and much of that has been changed. Lots of it changing to video conferencing. And that's perhaps another interesting element. It'll be interesting to see if we learn lessons from this in the way in which we interact with each other, and maybe more and more will be done electronically, and long-term changes in working patterns. But still some big tests, I think, before we get to that point.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.28 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.13. Going to get €1 13.5 for your British pound this morning. Brent crude $34.22. Gold holding steady $1,662 an ounce.
Thank you. Speak to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts from Barclays.